In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I think the one thing you learn most by being a Christian is patience. And so our Lord today speaks to his disciples and tells them very clearly that they will face many things. They'll face persecution, they'll even face martyrdom. But he says that they will be able to overcome all of that. The problem is when we're going through a difficulty, we're going through strife, we're going through a particular struggle in our lives, that is all we see. I'm sure we've all been through it. I know I've been through it many times, where when you're surrounded by a certain situation, especially a troublesome one, especially one that overshadows everything you do, it becomes your whole existence. It becomes everything. We give in to it. We subject our freedom. We subject our power, we subject everything we have to this one thought or this one experience, and it becomes our reality. We forget everything else. We forget the decades that have gone before us. We forget the good things that have happened. We forget the good things that are happening. We forget the good things that God has in store for us. And we focus just on where we are now. It becomes our only reality. And that's where our Lord says, you're going to go through situations. You will be brought before kings and rulers. You'll be given up by brothers and sisters and parents and friends. Now, there's no greater disaster than being betrayed by those closest to you. Betrayed, ignored, let down. We've all been there. And sometimes we've all been the cause of it. But what happens then is at the height of this experience, we need to possess our souls through our patience, to realize this is not the end of the road. This is not the only thing that's going to happen. It's not the only thing that has happened so far. It's not the only thing happening now. And it is by no means the only thing that will happen into the future. In our patience, we realize God's power, God's sovereignty. We realize God's ability to overcome all. In the franticness of war, you're just caught up in the war. But what you need to do is to retreat, to look at the situation, to assess it properly, and then to act on that assessment. When we're in the midst of a spiritual war, it's all we see, it's all we feel. And we feel then that we are weak. We feel that we are subject to all of these negative things happening around us. What we're doing here, what we're doing today, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, is unconquerable. It makes us invincible. Not in a worldly sense, because we'll do this and we'll go outside and again we'll be betrayed, again we'll be let down, again the world will be against us, again the world will betray us. That's not what I mean. I mean this makes us unconquerable spiritually. And that's what matters. Because whatever happens to the outside of our lives, the spirits at the core are what we must protect. Because they are our source. Our source of life, our source of hope, our source of promise, our source of victory. It's that stillness and that calmness in the storm. It's that knowledge that we are in a much greater and mightier hand. And that hand is the hand of a faithful God. A God who has never let humanity down. In actual fact, he has brought us up. Yes, it looks like he was harsh at times. Yes, it looks like he was cruel at times. But I'm sure you who are parents will have had your fair share of people thinking you are cruel and harsh. And then in the fullness of time, they understand the love and they understand what you were doing to bring them up. That's what God's done for us. He's brought us up. He's elevated us from those who were supposed to benchmark an eye for an eye to those who are now supposed to forgive even those who persecute them. From those who trusted in idols to those who now trusted in their God of God and Lord of Lords. That's how what God has done for us, but it needs patience. It's needed patience in the generations of humanity. It needs patience in the years of our lives. So the challenge for us today is a time of greatest trouble, when we are hated for his name's sake. And you know, being hated for his name's sake doesn't mean being persecuted by non-Christians. It sometimes means being looked down on at work because you're doing the right thing by your conscience, because that's for his name's sake. It means being rejected by a friend because you don't want to do something that you shouldn't do, because that's for his name's sake. So that in itself will cause us challenges. But the reality of the situation is, in our patience, we realize that this life is longer than a single situation. Victory is more than just one battle. And our God is greater than any obstacle that come before us. In our patience, we recognize that. In our patience, we realize it. In our patience, we live it. And so therefore, in seeing it, the next time we get into a situation like this, because we will, we are more comforted. We're more comforted that Christ is in the back of our boat. That no matter how high the storm gets, he will wake, he will rise, he will lift up his hands, he will say, "Peace, be still," and there will be a great calm. And in the most difficult of times, even if we feel like we've been crucified with him, are in the tomb with him, he rises from that tomb, raises us with him, and gives us the life that he promises us. And glory be to God forever. Amen.